not only for people who live in Friendship, but for folks to come and visit this wonderful Pittsburgh neighborhood. What do you have planned for this year?
So we have planned our raffle and food sales. We will have some local live music. Those acts always change from year to year, and I'm not sure who's lined up for this year, but we always have a great sound man. David Graham comes and volunteers his time to set up sound for us. And we have a brand new stage, so people will want to come and look at that. We've rebricked it. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you want to put your name in immortality, you can pay to have a brick with your name or some other design on it. We will have some community booths. In the past, we've had Pittsburgh Water and some of the local vendors around. So just the usual fun. And then, of course, we have our flower and herb and vegetable sales. And I do want to tell people this is a very family-friendly event. The roads are closed, so you'll be safe. You can come and walk on our asphalt art that's at the corner, the big intersection there at Balm Grove. And the proceeds of all the sales of the day go to help us maintain Balm Grove. Most people think this is a city park, but it's not. It's owned by the Friendship Community Group, and we maintain it. We pay for snow shoveling and lawn mowing. We do a lot of the landscaping, the weeding and trash pickup ourselves, but we do have expenses. We have water bills so we can keep our park green. So we want families to come out and enjoy the day, and we are really, really hoping it will be a lovely, sunny day with no rain, no storms in the offing. So that's the day for us.
I am looking at the plant store. You can actually order plants ahead of time and
I think
pick them up.
The sales closed yesterday, I think.
It says here May 3rd at 5, but...
Okay, great. The last I looked, it was the 2nd. But yes, you can pre-order so that you're sure that you get what you want. And we will have some plants for sale on site the day of. If you have a last-minute gift you need to buy, the hanging baskets are stunning.
Well,
I highly recommend them.
And I see some plants here that would be perfect for our perennials. And it said the hours were just extended, so perhaps they added a little time due to the storm delay. But where I'm looking is friendship-pgh.org, friendship-pgh.org, which is the Friendship Community Group, and you can click on a link for the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, and you can also learn about the Buy a Brick sale that's happening too. This is such a great event, and you've really made a tradition out of it for all these years. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, but I would like to thank you and your team there for the work you do for families in our area, and listening to the people who won, the Kentucky Derby answer, they come from all over, Larry. Way to go.
Thank you. We're very lucky, and you're among them, too, to have folks that are listening from all over. It's always a good feeling to know people. People are far more alike than different when it gets right down
they
to it.
Certainly so. Are. Thanks for that reminder.
Thanks. That's Martha Terry from the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, friendship-pgh.org. For more information, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio. Especially for Gary and Franklin, who requested a song for Derby Day a little bit earlier this morning. And also for Russ. Boy, I've got a lot of hellos to pass along. Stanji Halinski knew we were looking for the Kentucky Derby. as our haiku. So did Jim in Crapton Heights. And I'm often asked to repeat the haiku after we give it to you. Teams of two compete. That would be the jockey and the horse. In this bluegrass state, Kentucky, bout, that's roughly 2 minutes. And that's roughly how long the Kentucky Derby is. Coming up, the Soundhound gives you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about Carnegie Library and the plaza in front of the library. It's called Shenley Plaza. And there was a professor of physics at the University of Pittsburgh. In his will, he wanted to donate the green space in Shenley Park. Professor Edward Gerjoy, G-E-R-J-O-U-Y. I might have his name, I might be mispronouncing it. Edward G-E-R-J-O-U-Y, Gerjoy. And his name, actually his wife's name, is on a bench in Shenley Plaza and mentions his will to donate the green space to the community. And that comes to us by way of the trustworthy Daphne in Morningside. Thank you, Daphne, and good morning to both you and Charlie. Today we're glad you're listening. Another song coming up for the Kentucky Derby in a moment. But before we get to the horses, we've got the puppy here to contend with. It's time now for the Soundhound. Let me grab the sound. Easy boy. Got it. It was close. Here is the sound he brought today. Four, one, two, 200-5975. 412-200-5975. Once again. You think you know what that might be? Four, one, two, 205-975.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, shoot for one more, all these jockeys in the country, say he blew down in a storm. You better shoot, you might win, better shoot, you might win. It was a big day. Don't you wish you
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery.
Assault battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Following Woody Guthrie and Stew Ball and Dan Saints, along with Marley Reedy, also contributed Stew Ball here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're in the midst of the Sound Hound. Fred and Crescent came up with the correct answer. Brian thought it might be the sound of a chuck-a-luck wheel going around and around and around. It was not bad. I want to thank Daphne again for sharing the information she did. I looked up this Pitt professor of physics. He died at the age of 99, and he left in his will funds to donate to the green space that was created in front of the main branch of Carnegie Library in Shenley Plaza. Interesting man, and I'll put this up on our website. Quite a career. And here it says him dying in 2018, but I suspect the funds, I think the plaza was built prior to that. Maybe his funds had to do with keeping up the plaza, or maybe releasing the money early. But in any event, a very interesting person to read about. Edward, I'll say Gerjoy, G-E-R-J-U-O-Y. Now, we have quite a few answers to acknowledge. And then we're going to talk to Carla with the correct answer. Here again is today's sound. Patrick of Stanton Heights thought it could be bicycle pedals or a bike wheel that is spun by hand. Jim in Blackridge, who's listening on an old radio with a Bluetooth speaker, it got the correct answer. Nice picture. Thanks. Jeff in Maine got it. Tom in McCandless did not get it. And he notes that the Belfield Bridge in Oakland between Carnegie and Hillman Libraries was built in 1898. And the stone archway spanning the former St. Pierre's Ravine still stands among the attractions. I'll try to get that link up on our Facebook page too. Gary thought it might be a pullback toy being released. That's a very good guess. Richard on the north side thought it might be winding up a rotating noisemaker or clacker. Not that. Caden, good morning, Caden. He says it sounds like winding something up like a clock. Caden's Auntie Kim and Caden's mom thinks it might be one of those whirly noisemakers. Not that. And we have a couple of additional answers coming in. There's a lot of answers that I need to pass along. Jack has the correct answer. Pudge, you've got the correct answer. Well done. Pudge is in Lamartine. Rick is in Vietnam, in Saigon to be sure, and he has got the correct answer. John also thought it might be a chuck-a-luck wheel. Johnson Economy Borough. Linda and Collier has the correct answer, as does Aline in Maine. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville has the right answer. So does Vike and Mars. Patrick in South Park. Bob in Washington. Rich in Edinburgh. Tommy thought it might be a party noisemaker. Gary has got the correct answer. Angie and Mars has it. Otis and Larkin have the correct answer. By way of Drew, John and Carrick got it. Rich and Freeport, thanks for your note about the song called Walk Right In. And that gets us up to date. What a busy time. Here comes the correct answer with Carla. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You got this so quickly. And thank you for holding on.
Yes, because I did a lot of fishing, and it's reeling in a fish.
Absolutely.
I fished with my grandfather. I fished with my brothers. In fact, I thought of a funny joke that my brothers played on me. I'm sitting on the dock, and I'm fishing.
Yeah.
And it's making that noise, and it's getting tight, and I start pulling and pulling. And, my brothers are reeling in, Carla, reeling in. It's big. And it was shaking the whole hook and everything. All of a sudden, I heard this big splash. And my brother had been leaning over, pulling on my line and trying to tell me that I had a fish. And he lost his balance and he fell in. And I said, it serves you right.
Oh, what a trick. What a trick. I don't know why I remember this so well, but my dad and I went fishing maybe half a dozen times, not that many times. And I remember once we were making bait out of Wonder Bread, of all things, taking the inside of the bread, kind of mushing it together, putting it on a hook. I think he was trying to avoid me having to kill a worm, maybe. I'm not sure. But I remember, even as a kid, thinking, I don't think we're going to catch much using this. We could be using better bread, at least. But that was what we did for some reason.
Yeah, that reminds me of Little House on the Prairie when, Laura and the old banker, Mr. Craig, she goes fishing with him, and everybody thinks he's the meanest man in the town. But anyhow, she's baiting her hook with dough balls, and they catch all kind of fish.
Yeah, maybe that's where he got it from, because that's what they were. They were like these little dough balls that you could put together. Rick, who wrote from Vietnam, is wondering whether we're fishing out of any potholes here in the Pittsburgh area. And I could see us doing that. Some of them are rather deep. Did you make out okay with power, Carla?
No, I didn't. The power's out for 2 days. 3 trees fell on my roof. The fire department was here, and everybody was here, and they told me to evacuate my house so it's not safe to be in. So I left, and then some neighbors got together, and I got the branches off the roof, and there still are 3 trees. They're leaning on the roof, and they said that they thought it was safe for me, but the township is saying, well, if the wind shifts, one of those trees goes the rest of the way through, you're in trouble. So I have them going to remove the trees on Monday if it doesn't rain. I have to find somewhere to have my classes because I can't cancel another day of classes. So I got to find somewhere I can take my computer and go online. And I got to figure out if I'm really safe to stay here. I was staying with a neighbor, and the neighbor had to go make an emergency trip south to be with her son. Something came up, so I couldn't stay with her anymore. So I'm back here now.
You're back at home. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But what an odyssey. Just thinking about what you've had to go through.
The Peters Township, it was funny, the manager said that I have the record of having the worst structural damage in the township, that I get the prize. Well, that's not a prize I wanted.
So, no.
Almost sent it back.
I understand. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and sound, and I'm also glad you're in good order. Clearly, you're sound because you got the sound hound. So well done, Carla. Thank you.
Well, thank you for getting my weekend off to a good start, because it's certainly been a lousy week.
Thanks, Carla. I see that Brian just got the correct answer, too. We were looking for the sound of a fishing reel. In this case, bringing everything in. And I think I
after you've gone,
have acknowledged everybody.
After you've gone.
If I missed your name, I apologize. It's been a very busy morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
After you've gone away.
And L.E. McCulloch joins us now. L.E., my apologies for being a little late with our conversation. I wanted to be sure we had time to devote to a very important play that you have written. Good morning.
Well, hello there. And fishing is pretty important. I mean, come on.
You know, it is.
Let's give some time to people. It's natural world.
Well,
yeah, and... Yeah,
and so is emergency response. And
definitely.
And you have done something that I'm really happy that you've done this. The Freedom House Ambulance Service from the Hill District, created in 1967, is the first mobile emergency medical unit in the United States, staffed by professionally trained paramedics. A lot of people don't know this. And you've created a new play that helps people understand the history.
Yes, it's called, it's called Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance. It's going to be a staged reading this coming Monday night, May 5th, 7 o'clock p.m., at the New Hazlitt Theater. It's commissioned by Prime Stage Theater, and we're actually going to have it in the regular Prime Stage Theater season next year. But yeah, Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance. I was living here during the 70s, but I guess I was young and healthy and didn't notice ambulances or didn't require them. But this was a revolutionary concept of, instead, if someone is injured or ill and has a sudden emergency, you don't wait to start medical treatment until you've gotten them into a hospital bed. You administer that life-saving treatment, in many cases, right there at the spot where the emergency has happened. We take this for granted, but before Freedom House, this simply didn't exist in this country. So, you know, you'd have it on the battlefield. You know, you hear in the war movies, medic, medic, where a person with some basic medical supplies would come to the injured person on the battlefield. That simply didn't transfer to civilian life. So in 1966, there was a study by the National Highway Safety Commission, which said that overall, no matter what kind of injuries you had, in 1966, over 50,000 Americans had died. And that's just a rough estimate, of course, because they couldn't get emergency medical treatment in time. But there were some incredible medical visionaries that said, we can change this. And it all happened in Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, Mercy Hospital, Presbyterian Hospital, which I think are now UPMC, and a philanthropist organization, the Maurice Falk Medical Fund, gave the initial grants. Initially, the city of Pittsburgh gave significant grant money and included it in the budget. But most importantly, was a group called Freedom House Enterprises, and it was a civil rights group, a community development group in the Hill District, right on Center Avenue. A man named James McCoy, former steelworker, was the director. And once this idea of having ambulances with people driving them who weren't just drivers, but actually trained medics and could do expert medical treatment on the scene, he was presented with this idea at Freedom House, and he said, sure, let's do it. So the play really is about how all this came together And within months, it started in the spring of 1968, within months it had made an impact. Fewer people were dying in Pittsburgh because they got medical treatment. And then the concept spread around the country. And Freedom House was finally disbanded in 1975, the original Freedom House, and then it was absorbed into what we now know as the City of Pittsburgh EMS, which just celebrated its 50th anniversary. And many of the Freedom House medics, the original people, the dispatchers, just really everybody involved with it, went on to do incredible things in emergency medicine. And then for a long time, everybody kind of forgot about it because EMS treatment just became the norm. And within the last few years, there have been 3 films on it, 2 books, a spate of articles all over the internet that sort of recognizes this kind of lost history that all started in Pittsburgh. And again, the initial drivers and the paramedics were just ordinary people. Many of them had didn't even graduate from high school. They were not on a track to become doctors and physicians, but they learned these skills. They had incredible training and really the model for what we think of is all the millions of lives saved every year now by some kind of EMS treatment on the scene. Mm-hmm. It all started right here with just regular folks who said, let's do something to really address this problem. And they all came together. So it's a play about collaboration, about inclusion, about, you know, once you have a good idea, it really does take a village. In this case, it took the Hill District and a bunch of hospitals in Pittsburgh to pull it together.
It's a great story. And May 7th is when you can hear. May 5th. I'm sorry. May 5th at 7 o'clock. That's where I see the 7. May 5th at 7 o'clock at the new Hazlett Theater is when
directed,
you can hear it.
By Scott Calhoun. Scott Calhoun is the director. And again, it's a stage reading. So it's the tickets are pay what you can, starting at $10. So basically the actors, they move around the stage, but they are reading from scripts. So we have Michael Barnett, Cynthia Dallas, who just did an incredible one-woman show of her own at Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater, directed by Linda Haston, who's also in the cast. John Dolphin, who is in 12 Angry Men right now, Prime Stage is doing. Saw him last night. He's in it. Wally Jamal, Kerry McGrath, and Devon Robinson are the actors, and they play about 22 different people throughout the course of the play. But basically, if you really want to know not just how, you know, EMS started in Pittsburgh and then spread to the world, to me, it's all about problem solving. It's about how a community figures out how to meet this incredible challenge. And I think I hope people in the audience come away and say, hey, what can we do in our community right now that requires this kind of, you know, collaboration spirit?
Well, here's to a great event on May 5th, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And Ellie, congratulations. You've documented so much important history, and your doing so becomes more and more important as time goes on. So I'm grateful. Freedom House,
well, thanks,
giving life a second chance.
Yeah, it's really
chance.
Prime Stage Theater, man. They're a company, and a lot of theater these days, people realizing it can talk about things like this. You read about something in the newspaper, see it on the news, and it just kind of slides by you. But when you see a play like this, even in a stage reading version, in person, it is seizing your mind. And I think turning you into a new direction. So thanks for that, and thanks for all you do, too.
You bet. Thanks, Ellie. And look for the play, a staged reading, Freedom House Ambulance Service, commemorated in the play Freedom House Giving Life a Second Chance, May 5th, 7 o'clock, at the new Hazlett Theater. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in about a minute.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIALO. audio.com.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
Hello, this is Gabby Barczyk, a student at Northwest Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Cinco de Mayo Craft and Celebration hosted by and held at the Mill Memorial Library on May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cinco de Mayo Craft and Celebration gives participants a chance to learn about what Cinco de Mayo is in a fun and hands-on way. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm excited to learn more about Mexican culture. To learn more about Mill Memorial Library, visit millmemoriallibrary.org. Cinco de Mayo Craft and Celebration is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
And we hope you'll be by to some of our Remake Learning Days events, including 1 week from today. You can watch the Saturday Light Brigade come together right before your very eyes. You're invited to visit our Youth Media Center and studios, primarily to make your own stories. We'll open up our Youth Media Center, but we'll be on the air here too, so you can come by and visit. But you can make a family podcast anytime between 10 and 2 on May 10th. Then on May 17th, you can actually see a live radio program geared towards you. And during that program, you'll have a chance to listen to teen songwriters from Mount Lebanon, writers from a number of different neighborhoods, also youth, and Appalachian Gothic duo KDD and the Quaking Aspens. Everything's free. That's May 17th from 10 until 2. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Here's a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. Tell us what one word naturally follows stage, air, and mine. Stage, air, and mine. One word naturally comes after those three. Do you think you know what that word might be? It's time to connect. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Stage, air, and mine. Good luck.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Me in. gander to meander like a tumbling tumble. My horse and me will go roaming through Wyoming like a deputy on his trusty steed. I want to count all the stars as they shine so stellar.
And Krause at Union Station here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for finally sort of in order. It's so great to be with you. I mean, they've been in order all morning, but we've been very busy. I'm trying my best to respond to as many emails and text messages as I can, and I am more or less caught up. You also heard the Okie Dokie Brothers with Don't Fence Me. And I posted a couple articles that talk about Chenley Plaza in front of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, Oakland branch, the main branch. And you can find those on our Facebook page. And thanks for all of the interest in that. And thank you to Chris listening in Phoenix, Arizona today. Chris, I just sent that those articles to you. Chris writes, thanks for a great show every Saturday. It keeps me in touch with my hometown. Me too. It's good to be able to keep in touch with folks, even though I haven't left. There's so much we learn about. For example, Daphne wrote that her cousin was involved And with the Freedom House ambulance service, Bill Reinovich was his name. Probably Bill Reinovich, Daphne's cousin, was on the first crew. He was proud to serve the Hill District. At the time, the Hill was neglected by local ERs, which led to the start of the ambulance service. We were talking about Freedom House giving life a second chance. The play that has a reading May 5th, 7 o'clock at New Hazlett Theater. Thank you for sharing that, Deborah. Let me give you another clue to our puzzle. Stage, mine, air. What if we added hover? Hover as another clue. A word that follows all of those. We could also add hand or trade. Gail came up with the correct answer and suggested hand. And let's see, Mrs. Pudge has a guess of set. Well, mind set would work. But it's M-I-N-E is our clue. Stage set, like setting the stage, and air set. Not bad, not exactly, though. And Pudge had a guess of like an air hole or a trapdoor in a stage. Not quite. Stage, mine, and air. We could also add hover, hand, trade to those. Let's see other guesses. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia has it. Mike and Mars has the correct answer. Gail gives another clue that would make it hard. It's a two-word clue. And Tom has it. Oh, how about which as a clue? Which? Jesse in Point Breeze is thinking shaft, mine shaft, air shaft. How does our other clue fit in? Stage shaft. That one is not quite a good fit. Christopher in Monroeville, you've got the correct answer. Caden got it by working backwards. He knew mine and air, but wasn't sure about stage. Caden, I love it when it happens that way because you end up learning something. I'm sure you were absolutely positive about mine and air, and then you needed to figure out how stage fit in, and you did. Well done. Bruce and Ingram got the correct answer. So did Mick and St. Clair. Richard on the north side got it. Brian in McCandless. Jim in Crafton Heights. And John in Economy Borough all got the correct answer. As did Gail. And Stanton Heights. Oh, very good. Caden suggested paper as another clue. Jim and Blackridge got it. Chris, another clue given by Russ and Sharon. Jesse and Point Breeze just got the correct answer. How did you do? The word we were looking for was none other than craft. C-R-A-F-T. Craft is the word we were looking for. Minecraft. stagecraft and aircraft. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you were able to come up with the correct answer. Quite a few birthdays to celebrate today. Let's get started. Mary Ann, today May 3rd, Asrat in Verona from brother Gabriasis, also today. Oscar from mom, dad, Cassandra, and Santiago, and Kathy from your husband Michael and family. May 4th, we have Chloe of Katanning from Isaac, Abby, Trent, and family. Caleb of Ingram from your family, Jacob, from mom and dad. Ian of Bellevue from your family, also on May 4th. Will of Sewickley. Andy in Bellevue from your families. Patrick and Stanton Heights. Happiest of natal anniversaries, says here, from Vaughn, Almond, and Gail. Katrina of Wexford, from mom, dad, and sister Melina. On Monday, May 5th, we have Muhammad of Brookline from your family, Bernie Cunningham of Fombell, Casey Georgie, Adam of Vanceburg, Kentucky, Maya from Sophia, Michelle, and Mary, Sarah from your family, Asher of Beaver Falls from mom, dad, Caleb, and Jordan, Buddy from Rhiannon, and we also say happy birthday to Danielle of Bridgeport. By the way, Frederick in Maine also had the correct answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle with craft. May 6th, happy birthday to Richard on the north side. And Beth Ann from your family, Ryan from the Doherty family, Isabella of Marshall Township from Meredith and Patty, Bob of Castle Shannon from your family, Ben of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Jack, and Sally, Fred and Garfield from Demo in Houston, and Peter of Plum from Mom and Dad. On May 7th, Elizabeth of Cheswick, Doug from Lauren, Chip from your family, and Stephanie. On May 8th, we have Abby of Katanning, Lisa of Cheswick from Gunner and Cooper, Deb from your family, Heidi of Greensburg, Gregory of Crafton from Sam, Julia, Janet, and Don, Lucille of Slippery Rock for Mom, Dad, and Sophia, and Macklin of Cranberry for Mom and Dad and your sister. Finally, on May 9th, six birthdays, Alma Thana of Brookline, Sophia, Maggie of Valencia, Helen from the Condrich family, Will of Westmoreland County, and Paul in Berkeley Hills from wife Heather, daughter Fiona, and son Nate.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
If you include the birthday person's address, we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org. Now it's time for a feature from our Herbs in Action series.
Hi, my name is Camille DeSisto, and I am a PhD student at Duke University in North Carolina studying ecology. More specifically, I study species interactions in tropical forests. And the herb I would like to talk about today is the humble banana. In general, when we think of the cultivated banana, we're thinking of the genus Musa. It can sometimes be surprising that a banana is actually an herb, because sometimes it can look like a tree because the plant grows relatively tall, but it is an herb because the stem is not woody and it does have a fruit, and the fruit can actually be classified botanically as a berry. Banana plants tend to grow in tropical environments, and they have very large leaves. They grow in bunches. For me, when I first saw a banana plant, I was surprised at how big it was and that it looks very tree-like, and even further surprised upon finding out that it isn't a tree, but an herb. So the native banana that grows in Madagascar is in the dry forest. And in general, the fruits are a lot smaller. So when we humans cultivate bananas, they do so to elongate the fruit, produce a fruit that tastes good and is also large. But these wild species are more likely to have smaller fruits also that will have seeds in them as well. Bananas grow in a bunch. They are also, it's a cultivated plant, so humans play a large role in that growth process. There are species that are considered bananas that aren't cultivated. More native banana species, for example, where I do my research in Madagascar, there's considered one native banana species. All the rest are cultivated and come from other areas in the world. People can use the banana leaves. That can be used for making all types of structures, which is really cool. There's a huge variety of culinary uses. When I'm in the field, I rely on bananas a lot, that's for sure. A lot of different animals do this. For example, I study lemur plant interactions, mostly in northeast Madagascar. And where I conduct my research, it is in tropical forests where lemurs live. And there are often agricultural fields that are adjacent to these forest areas. So from time to time, lemurs can actually go and eat these plants. There's also other animals, for example, rats, maybe a more obvious one that would enjoy feeding on the bananas. Humans and bananas have really complicated histories and relationships, particularly through the pains of colonialism and the harm that that has brought to different populations through banana cultivation. So cultivated bananas, there are very few varieties, and this makes the plant quite vulnerable. For example, if there is a pathogen, it can spread really quickly throughout a cultivated population of bananas and endanger food supplies. Whereas if you have more agroecological diversity, then the plants are going to be less vulnerable to those pathogens. And it's also important to acknowledge some of these other species just in terms of appreciating biodiversity and all these different types of plants that exist.
Learn more about herbs at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Oh, Mabel, why can't you be true? Oh, Mabel, why can't you be true? When I started out of doing them things you used to do, as I was a-motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville, Cadillac rolling on an open road, and nothing outrunning my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, a bumper to bumper and a side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Why could you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. When a Cadillac pulled to 104 and a Ford got hot, I wouldn't do no more. Sun got cloudy and it started to rain, and it tooted my horn from the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood and doing it to my motor. Gonna Maybelline, why can't you be true? Why can't you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. And he went down, and that's when I heard that highway song. Cadillac looking like a tunnel head, 100 feet, had a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught a Maybelline at the top of the hill. Of Maybelline, why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? Done started out of doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why could you be true? Well, I started off doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Ooh, 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 Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do.
That's John Hartford, backed by David Grisman and Mike Seeger. We are going to play Guess Who in just a moment. Hello to James, who, when our sound hound was here, had a guess of rattlesnake and also thought it might be a baby rattle or a coin spinning. Our sound hound today was the sound of a fishing reel bringing in a fish. And also, hello to Ed and Karen, listening in West Virginia. They knew that craft was the afterthought puzzle we were looking for. And I think we did not get a chance to acknowledge Aline in Maine. And there are a lot of people playing along on Facebook this morning. Tim, we had given you the clue, stage, mine, and air. And Tim said, how about fryer, like an air fryer? Maybe a member of the Friars Club for stage. You are